He, of course, personality does exist in other beings, not just those from the earth plane. This concept is very difficult to explain. Because you, the questioner, come from a planet of two sexes, that are actually very different, in order to try to understand masculine and feminine attributes, you would tend to think in earth terms. It is by using earth terms that the confusion sets in. So I'll just change it. I will change masculine to lion, and I will change feminine to swan. So some of us are comfortable in dealing with things in a lion-like manner. Others are more comfortable to deal with things in a softer swan-like manner. It does not mean we are lions and swans. It only means that is our basic way of approaching work or life. I personally feel more comfortable with the attributes of the lion. I do identify more strongly with those characteristics. D. I can understand that. You seem to be feeling sadness because there were no children there. Was this feeling or emotion coming from the being or was it coming from you? P. It seems that these beings definitely have emotions. Emotion is almost the precipitate of thought. Emotion is a catalyst for movement. Emotion is a very valuable, viable force. And these beings most assuredly possess emotion. Although my human labeling of the emotion may be different than is actually felt, emotion is felt, definitely. I think I could have superimposed the label of sadness. However, emotions definitely exist. A future being talks to now, 297, D, then this being is capable of feeling anger? P, HMMM. Because we work in human terms, yes, I guess you would have to call these feelings anger, joy, sadness. D, love? P, love. I don't know. Let me see if they would be labeled such by the beings. Well, the response was, this is just a matter of semantics. So I shouldn't be so picky. She laughed, yes, sadness, yes, you can term it that. D, and they can feel love? P, absolutely. D, all right. I guess I was trying to distinguish whether or not they are more robot-like. P, doesn't seem to be a bit robot-like. D, and we have already established that you are apparently different in your internal makeup. Then the procreation is done by cloning. P, yes, and procreation unfortunately is not an appropriate term, because there are no new. She had difficulty finding the word. D, specimens? Or what? P, yes. There are no babies. D, then you would all be as carbon copies of each other. P, well, of the original ones of us who arrived. It is like unlimited life. D, if you're an exact clone there would be no evolutionary process in the disappearance of the unessential organs. P, no, it was not evolutionary. The organs atrophied from non-use. D, is this cloning done in a certain type of setting, or have you ever seen where it's done? P, let me think. That is an interesting question. I know this is done if something happens to an original inhabitant. I say the word original meaning original from craft, not indigenous to this planet. Let me think. If an accident were to occur and the life force were to leave, then that person would be cloned. But that person's knowingness transfers so immediately into the clone, that the clone is the alive, 298, legacy from the stars, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, person then. So it is like continuous life. There is no break in thought, memory, or awareness. So you asked, have I observed this? I have. Surprised. I have. I'm trying to get these terms straight. To me, cloning would start with a cell and have to grow and develop. Interrupted, no. It does not have to grow. That I see. You have two containers, similar to a sarcophagus, but the top of the sarcophagus is transparent so you can see in. The only example I've seen is of somebody who was crushed. Their physical form could not continue. It was by accident? Yes. So they took the body and put it in sarcophagus number 1. Sarcophagus number 2 was totally empty. The essence of the crushed body wasn't crushed, only the physical form was crushed. Through mechanical means as well as thought transference, the same body materialized in the empty sarcophagus number 2, though not crushed and broken. The essence that was in fact making this transfer transferred into the new undamaged body, thereby leaving a crumpled up shell. It's like the same person is now in the second sarcophagus. It's almost like a moth crawling out of a chrysalis. There was no growing. This was very quick. Then through this process the exact body was recreated cell by cell, particle by particle, memory by memory. The entire thing. The cell memory was able to reproduce itself by this machine? Well, I said through technical as well as thought transference, because the essence willed this to happen. The person whose body was crushed? Yes. See, the essence wasn't crushed, and cannot be. It wanted to continue, so it reproduced, with the help of this machine and the technology, an exact copy of itself and entered into it. Yes. A future being talks to now, 299, okay. Because I thought that the soul, so to speak, wouldn't remain with the body, and it couldn't be reproduced. I perhaps used the wrong term when I said cloned, because this process is a interrupted, it's a duplication process. A duplication. Thank you. Because I was thinking of our terms of cloning. We take a cell and let it develop and grow, and it takes a long time. And then it might turn into another duplicate. That's Earth. She laughed. Yes, that's Earth. That's the only thing we have to go on. Well, then if the essence didn't want to continue, the new body would just be, what, an empty shell. It wouldn't work. The ultimate generating source is the intent of the essence. Then without that it wouldn't function or anything. It wouldn't work. It just wouldn't happen. You mean, if someone put the body in the sarcophagus and turned the machine on, and the essence didn't want to re-enter. Then it wouldn't occur. Then that is the only way you would die, is if the essence didn't want to continue? Death doesn't seem to happen. You see, death would only occur to this species if a planetary catastrophe occurred, in which no one could pick up a body and put it into the sarcophagus. The intent would remain. The essences would not die, but they could not have physical form any longer, if there wasn't one left to start this process. But I thought the essence might decide they wanted to go and do something else. That's right. Then nothing would happen in sarcophagus number 2, because the intent is what propels all energy into matter. It is interesting that it is individual intent. The intent of the others involved is not as important as the individual intent, if I've got it right. 300, legacy from the stars, I think you have it absolutely right. Then they don't procreate. Uncertain how to ask it, wait. I'm asking these questions, too. My question is, how does this society exist if they don't have offspring of some type? The answer is, we came to this planet, but for some reason procreation was not possible here. So all that has happened, and this is very sad, has been the cloning of those who originally arrived. I feel sadness, because I think we did live on the surface at one time. It is not possible to live there for any length of time anymore. When you come out of the tunnel onto the surface, do you come out right on the ground? Yes, the physical Earth itself. There is like an elevator to an airlock. We don't want the gases that are enveloping the surface to go inside the Earth. So there is a... it's like an airlock. Actually in the distance I can see buildings and spires, and what would look like life on the surface. I guess I could go and see. Well, no inhabitants are there. This was either already there when we got here or abandoned. I don't know. I don't have a memory of contact with indigenous beings of the planet that we're now living in. And it seems that the response was that, this society, I'm surprised, is not indigenous to this planet either. You said you could see a city of some sort. I do see the city, and so now I'm asking, did the population depart before we arrived? And my answer is, yes, long before we departed our home planet. And then my next question was, why? And it was because of the change in the atmosphere. I can see a luminous orb giving light to this planet. I cannot look on the Earth's sun for any period of time. But I can look on this luminous orb because of the filter of gas that I'm looking through. D. You mean it is different than the Earth's sun? P. Well, I have seen the Earth's sun look like this. On very, very hazy, cloudy days I can look at the disk and see it. And that's what this luminous orb looks like. D. You're looking at it through some kind of a haze then. A future being talks to now. 301. P. Yes. And that is the reason the indigenous population is no longer there. The planet could not sustain life, because of the change in the gaseous mixture of the atmosphere. D. Do you think they left because of that, or were they destroyed? Is there any record of that information? P. Long pause. I don't see bodies or bones or. And I don't see records telling that we are leaving, and this is why. I can go to where I can look on the city, but I don't think I have walked around there, or dug around there. D. Are there any other kinds of life forms on the surface? P. Long pause. It seems so barren. I'm not aware of any. Although it seems there are life forms like viruses, some microscopic living things, but no complex beings. D. What about vegetation or trees? P. No plants. D. Then there is no form of life except that which exists underneath the planet. Your people. Is that correct? P. Yes. Although I think we brought plants with us. There are these flowers. I really think that's what the elixir is. It's a nectar of an actual living flower. It looks kind of like that. D. It's something that could be grown beneath the surface then. P. Yes, but we have our light sources. This is where we live. D. Well, it sounds like you wouldn't have much reason to go to the surface then, would you? P. Curiosity. She laughed. D. That's always a great laugh. Well, apparently your people can't live in that atmosphere either. P. No, I don't think we can breathe. No, not without equipment, and it seems that after a while not without the light, for some reason. Not for periods of time, anyway. D. Did your people know they wouldn't be able to function on the surface when they chose to come to that planet? P. Long pause. I don't think so. Not to the extent that they found when they got here. I truly believe that our people thought they had scouted a planet that could sustain surface life. Probably through seeing the cities. Not realizing. 302. Legacy from the stars. D. That would make sense. If they saw the cities, they thought there would be life there. Then they had to create this city beneath the Earth? P. Yes. We brought everything. We brought our all information source. I guess I should call it the crystal because that's what I continue to think of it as. We're very industrious beings. D. Did you travel very far, or did you just go to another planet in your own solar system? P. Pause. It seems that a large amount of time elapsed, because during the trip inventions that we are using were created. These were things that we had no use for on our home planet, but thought to make them en route. D. They thought they would need them where they were going. Is that right? P. The possibility must have existed. I am also aware that we knew there was not vegetation on this planet. So there was already a question as to whether we would live on the surface. D. That's probably why they brought their own food source with them. Wouldn't they have been able to go somewhere else when they found out the atmosphere was so bad? P. That's a very good question. Although it doesn't seem there was a desire. Let me. I'll just put my hands on the crystal. D. And see what you can find out? P. Sudden laugh. Oh. This is really confusing. But it seems that this group that I'm talking about and am now familiar with, has been on this planet long enough to have a very definite attachment and emotion involved with this planet. But they came here from a home planet that completely blew up, was destroyed and does not exist, except in its little tiny particles and fragments. D. Then did your people leave it before it blew up? P. Yes. Definitely. In mass exodus. The knowing that it would happen was planetary, giving us the ability to leave. D. What caused the destruction of the other planet? A future being talks to now. 303. P. Sadly, we tracked the meteor for many, many years. We were aware of being immediately in the path for a long time. When it became absolutely obvious that the collision would take place, we had to abandon. This was a totally natural celestial phenomenon. A collision of a meteor not much smaller than the entire size of our planet. D. Then it was nothing that the people themselves did. P. No. We had forewarning that this very sad, but natural thing was going to occur. We had no way of changing the trajectory. It was enormous. D. How did you leave the planet? P. On craft. D. Did you know where you were going when you left? P. Pause. I think so, yes, because many craft landed on this planet. D. It was, like you said, a mass exodus. P. Yes. They didn't all come to this planet, though. I have the real feeling of some going to other planets. I feel we could travel and visit our brothers and sisters, if you wish to call them that. Surprised, oh. There was a reason for them to come to this planet. They're here for a purpose. D. What? P. As if in the grand scope of the cosmos it is another relay station of getting data closer to the primitive life forms, that is, humans. She laughed. D. Let's see if I can understand what you mean. P. I do. There was a need to leave the home planet because it was facing destruction. Then the choice came of where to go. I think that our people believed they were going to find a similar sister planet, and set up life very similar to what it had been. However, it seems that there is a master planner. There is more to this than individual will. There was the plan of things, in order to get these people, who were quite content on their home planet, in order to shake them out of their contentedness, to remove their home, thereby forcing them to take flight. Otherwise other people would have taken on this job, other entities. Now the purpose was, 304, legacy from the stars, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P. To get physically closer in light years in terms of time and distance, because we are talking about Earth now. I can see the whole progression. You got the information from the crystal. Do you mean this planet you're talking about is Earth? No. But these are the people who are charged with the commission of giving this new information to Earth. I'm sorry that I'm not making myself clear. I understand. It's always hard. They say the language is inefficient to translate these things. The planet you're on, is it close to Earth? It's right out there, but it's vibrating differently. It is actually in a different dimension, but proximity-wise, not far. Is it in the same solar system? Of course, with dimensions I know it's hard to explain. I think for understanding it would be easier to say that it is close. It is in proximity. It would just be invisible to us, because it's in another dimension. Correct. Then are your type of beings capable of going between dimensions? Well, yes. You see, we have discovered that capability. We operate in that manner. And we wish to share this information with Earth dwellers, because they, too, need to have this information. Or they will perish with their planet. Do you mean it is a similar situation? Big sigh, I don't know what I mean. Big laugh, laugh, I think you're doing very well. Then is your race of beings aware of Earth? Oh, yes. Sigh, I had this strange feeling when I walked out on the surface though, that I was future and it was Earth. So I have a confusion of future knowing and the dimension where I am. Because I am trying to work with time and distance, and those are heavy earthbound terms. I don't know if I'm on a totally different planet in another, a future being talks to now, 305, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, dimension, or the same planet that is so totally different because it is so far in the future. Then what do you mean? You're trying to help Earth, as it is in the past? Yes. Past being our now. You see, not only are we capable of distance travel. There is no time, so time travel is also possible. I am confused, because when I look on the surface and feel this terrible sadness, I don't know if it is because I am looking at the surface of another planet that I went to, or it's Earth of the future, and I'm trying from the future to tell Earth of now what could happen. Okay. but you are living beneath this planet. I'm on the inside. So it would have to be a physical planet that would be incapable of supporting life. This is what confuses me. You see, I have denial going on, because I feel that I am speaking to you from Earth. That I am a being who lives in the Earth now, and I am not a human. I came from somewhere else. And I know that I can change things. Speaking from the future, I can talk to the now and explain the concept of dimensions in such a way that if, in fact, the present Earth were engulfed in noxious gases and life as we know it were no longer capable of existing, I could explain to humans who have complex thinking, how they can make a dimensional shift, thereby still having consciousness in their essence and capable of continuing their form in the future. So I am talking from a distance of space and time. You also said you were in another dimension. Definitely. I would have to be in order to accomplish this time-space instantaneousness. This is why it's hard to phrase questions. But is it part of your plan to incarnate on the Earth from that barren planet? Incarnate? Let me think of a different term. Pause. Oh. That's it. That's what I am wanting to be able to express, first of all, the concept of eternal life. The eternal existence of the essence, with or without physical form. 306, legacy from the stars, but if we want to have physical form, and as human beings physical form is an important attribute, we can. To express to living beings how they can have, and are, everlasting energy and life. They can have form as long as they so choose, but they can also have non-form. To express these things, we have to look like humans, talk like humans, and be able to say these concepts in ways that the human brain can understand. And so it seems that incarnate isn't the right word. I guess the proper term is really walk-in. We merge with already existing humans. D, that's a different concept. P, than being born, yes. The concept of walk-in spirits is discussed more fully in my book, Between Death and Life. D, to incarnate would be inhabiting a human life form from the very beginning, from birth. A walk-in would be an exchange of places. P, yes, or a joining of, in this instance. D, more of a joining than a trading? P, yes. A joining of at a very early age. D, the idea of walk-ins, of trading places, has always bothered me. That one of them goes off somewhere. This idea makes more sense. It's more of an integration of another part of you. An actual you. It's an integration, more than a trade-off. P, like future Pam meets present Pam. D, or past Pam or whatever. Laugh, I just had an idea. Do you suppose that when your people left your planet you landed on the Earth as it is in the future? And you decided to walk in the Earth's past? P, excitedly, yes. D, to help it at that future. P, yes. D, then this means we are capable of changing our future? 306, legacy from the stars, P, excitedly, yes. Happily, yes. That is the message. Yes. We are. We know through past life therapy that we can be influenced by our past lives. If the soul is eternal and there is no such thing as time, can we also be influenced by our future lives? This case strongly suggested this possibility. D, it's hard to understand. I'm trying to do the best I can. P, I know, but you are absolutely doing wonderfully well with your human brain. You have done remarkably following this. Every moment of life on physical Earth, in our density, has the capability of change. Each thought that takes us into the comprehension of dimensions, and the belief of foreverness of consciousness and individuality. Every thought that's generated by a human being helps to move the planet in a direction that will make the future I see, the barren planet future, not the one that will be the reality. Thought is energy. Energy creates movement. So it's like lights turning on everywhere. Then it's not dark anymore. This is so hard to explain. D, you're doing very well. Then what is it that you're trying to tell the people? P, first, that thought is a force that is eternal. So the absolute necessity is to think on the highest vibratory level possible. The way to enter another dimension is to raise vibration, or to speed up vibration. The human can do that by using thought. If the human is not aware that they can use their mind to think these thoughts, then they won't do that. They continue having their thoughts on the mundane level. Shoes, food and everything else. The absolute essentialness is of changing our thought, or just broadening our thought. Thoughts are really big things. She laughed. D, I've heard that before. P, with what you do with your thoughts, each individual human has a determining effect on the entire planet. So there must be more people who are tuning into, or, a future being talks to now. 307, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, generating, I'll say the word generating, thoughts of the capability of life everlasting, in a conscious form. Now actually, I have to regress into a tiny little thing about Jesus, because in basic elementary terms, he was one of us. Jesus tried to show that if you live a life of high vibration, then you are uplifting yourself and the planet. And when you die, you don't die. That was the whole message and the whole thing. And 2,000 years ago, the capability of Earth destruction, or the Earth, as I'm seeing from the future perspective, was evident then from this space of no time. It would have been too hard for them to understand. They didn't. It was attempted. They just didn't get it. Now people can get it, if they can hear it enough. If it can sink into some place that they can grab onto, they can start. And our job, whether we want it or not, is to tell them. Earth is not the only planet with complex life forms. It does seem that Earth is in the most need of hearing this information, but Earth isn't the only focus of all that is. Very interesting. All right. You have the crystal there. You may have access also to your other memories. On the planet that you left, the one that was destroyed, were you normally sexually functioning beings on that planet, or were you always androgynous? Pause. I was looking for sexual organs. Well, that's difficult, because I seem to see smaller copies. I would immediately say children, but either I have no long-term memory or I don't see sexual reproduction, even there. Because you said when you first came to this planet they began cloning the originals. Correct. I also am aware that the apparatus that was used for this purpose was developed en route. So there was a knowing of the necessity for this. But when your race went to that planet it had physical spaceships, physical vehicles. Is that correct? That is correct. Are these vehicles still being used? 308, Legacy from the Stars, P. Well, you must remember when you operate from a different dimension, that what is physical in that dimension is not necessarily visible in other dimensions. It doesn't appear to be physical in other dimensions. Let us say that Earth in this 1988 is in the third dimension, just for labeling purposes, and we are in the fourth dimension. Fourth dimension life is not that different from third dimension life, only much accelerated. The speed is so different as to render it invisible to third dimension people who cannot at this time comprehend fourth dimension. So we can have craft, cities, planets, bodies. These are things are very real to us. Now we have been working on the capability, because we are traveling through time and space, to make our fourth dimension craft visible to third dimension by stepping down vibration to a degree almost unbearable to us. But to make it possible for humans to see these craft, it is important that humans actually admit that other life exists. This door must be opened and kept open if the physical form wishes to continue in the future. D, this is what you meant by the speed? You meant the vibrations of that dimension are faster? P, yes. Light is a very, very high vibration. Very fast. By high, I mean fast. D, but to the people in that dimension everything is physical. P, if we so choose, yes. D, are you still working on that? Or has it been perfected where you could go into our dimension and be visible? P. It seems that not all of the inhabitants of this planet are willing to withstand stepping down the vibration. You can imagine not wanting to feel like you weigh 2,000 pounds. Or that you are walking through heavy, thick glue that sticks to you. Or that you have infinite difficulty breathing, or moving in any way. You can see that many would not choose this. It's not pleasant. But those of us who feel we have a duty to impart this knowledge will make this sacrifice. So,